17 before the big hour of 3 o'clock. Hello?
Hello. How you doing?
Doing good.
You know when you talk about Gary Gilmore?
Yes.
Well, you know Charles Manson?
Yes, Charlie.
Yeah, well, I think he should be put on death row.
Well, he was sentenced to death, and the Supreme Court overturned California's death penalty.
Oh, well, he gets out on parole a couple years ago, don't he?
No, he is up for parole. That doesn't mean he'll get out.
I thought he got out.
I figure the odds are very much against him. You see, they have when you're up for parole, you have a parole hearing, and if the people on the parole board think that you're sufficiently rehabilitated, they'll let you out. And I have a feeling they won't think that Charles Manson is rehabilitated.
I don't either. But he's kind of funny.
Well, I don't think that's quite the word for him, but I get your meaning.
Well, do you ever go to any concerts or anything?
Very rarely. They're too loud.
Too loud?
Too loud.
Well, have you ever been to one?
Absolutely.
What'd you go see?
Well, I've seen Rare Earth, a whole bunch. I can't remember them all. There's just been so many, and they're all too loud. And I think it's terrible. I mean, you can't really tell anything about the music because it's so loud and distorted. I mean, it's not very much pleasure at all.
I went and seen Kiss last time they came. That was the first one I've ever been to.
Mm-hmm.
And we was real, real close to them, about 10 feet away from the stage, and that was loud.
Now, how long did your ears hurt afterwards?
About an hour and a half.
An hour and a half. Probably permanent hearing damage. Well, thank you for calling in this morning. Have a good night. It's 2:45 on the Wacky Talk Show. The Shelter House provides counseling, temporary housing, food, medical attention, and referral service for youth under 18 who have run away from home. For info, call 584-3181. By helping a handicapped child today, you're investing in a future citizen of tomorrow. Make your investment in Kentucky by sending your gift to Corsair Crippled Children's Hospital today. Donating to Goodwill is good business. This weekend, give those closets a cleaning. Then call Goodwill. Your donations mean employment for the handicapped. I was talking to my father today, and he said he remembered a long time ago when he was young that the river froze over one time. And his father took a big boat down to the river, and the guy that worked for his father took a big boat down to the river, and they saw a bunch of chunks of ice with a fish stuck in it. They took them home and thawed them in cold water. And if you thaw fish that way, they'll revive, as long as you do it in cold water. And so then they took the fish into, they lived in Charleston, they took the fish into Jeffersonville and sold live fish and made a bunch of money that way. But anyway, I thought that was interesting. The fish that you saw out of ice, if you put them in cold water to thaw them, they will revive. It is 2:46. Back to the telephones. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. I'd like to hear a preview of what's going to happen this morning. Would you shoot Gary Gilmore for me?
Oh, no. I'm afraid I don't have my machine gun this morning.
You don't?
No.
Shit.
Do you think they're still appealing it? You think that he'll be shot?
Yeah, I think he will.
Do you want him to be shot?
Yeah, I want him to be shot.
Why exactly?
Well, I think he should. You know, it's what he wants. So
is the justice system to give Gary Gilmore what he wants, or to have justice for society?
Well, I don't think he should be shot.
Okay.
Simply for the fact that he would get out and kill himself.
Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe we should let him walk on the river.
Well, that's true.
That way he could say he walked on water before he went. And maybe there'd be a new religion springing up around Gary Gilmore. That'll probably happen anyway.
That's true.
It wouldn't surprise me. Did you see the movie the other night, The Deadly Tower?
No, I didn't see that.
About Charles Whitman?
No, I didn't see that.
That reminded me of that. What a terrible movie.
Was it that bad?
It was good. It was entertaining, but what a terrible thing to show. Made me want to get a butcher knife out, you know?
Really? That little guy that was on there talking about the presidents and everything, he was something, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's pretty intelligent, really. He's called before.
Oh.
I'm really impressed with him.
Yeah, he's... Impress me.
Yeah.
Well, I like to say hi to all the girls that are cruising downtown. Tell them to keep warm.
The only girl cruising downtown that I saw was the lady policeman that patrols the mall.
You're probably right.
Yeah. Nice looking young lady.
Ah. Uh-huh.
Yes. Well, thank you for calling in this morning.
Okay.
Okay. This is Wacky. Good morning.
Hey, what you doing, Mike?
Oh, wow. Just talking about the weather.
Yeah, mostly. How's Bill? Both of them.
Fine. Bill Bailey is building a fire in his fireplace.
What's the other Bill doing?
I have no idea.
Being lazy?
Probably I'm drunk somewhere. No, I'm just kidding.
Hello?
Yeah.
I hear that dude's going to get shot tomorrow.
Uh-huh, Gary Gilmore.
Yeah. Well, that was what he wants.
Should we put it on TV?
Huh?
Should it be on TV?
Yes. Yeah. I saw the bullet sitting.
No, I'm asking you, should they can't show Gilmore's.
Why not?
Well, I think cameras have been banned.
Oh. Well, hey, Mike.
Yeah.
As I said, you been outside lately?
Yes, unfortunately.
Very cold, ain't it?
Very cold.
Very.
Have you been enjoying
it? You know, looking at the river, that thing is froze about 6 inches. We dropped a big, heavy rock, a big boulder on it.
Yeah.
And it just hit and bounced.
You didn't walk on it, did you?
No.
Good.
I wouldn't dare.
I wouldn't either.
I slipped into it, but I didn't walk on it.
All right, well, thanks for calling in this morning.
Yeah.
Wacky, hello.
Hang on a minute. I can turn off the radio.
By all means.
Okay, there it was. Good morning, Louisville. This is Nowhere Man.
The Nowhere Man.
I haven't been calling in lately because it's been so cold.
Your phone froze up.
No, I usually have to call from a booth.
Ah.
Now we've got our phone on tonight. Well, today's a big day. Gary Gilmore gets his brains blown out.
They shoot at his heart.
Yeah, well.
He gets his heart blown out.
Incidentally, are they going to give one man a blank, or do you know?
I don't know. They're supposed to do that.
Well, anyway, a few things to say about that. No state, no government has the right to take a human life, I don't believe. I know it's idealistic, but it's an idealistic subject. We're talking about human beings.
Absolutely.
You know, so I just do not believe that the state has the right to take a human life. However, I do believe that Gilmore should be shot for one reason and one reason only. Our government has death penalty on the books, right?
Well, Utah does, not our government.
Well,
that would mean the federal government.
The states are sovereign as far as the death penalty goes.
Right.
The man was sentenced to death, right?
Absolutely.
I cannot have any faith in a government that will not carry out a sentence that passes.
Well, the problem with it now is whether it's constitutional. That's one of the problems with it.
Yeah. Because
the state laws have to adhere to the federal laws.
Yeah.
The Constitution.
A lot of people seem to believe that the Supreme Court did rule the death penalty unconstitutional. It did not. It did not say the death penalty per se is unconstitutional.
You're right.
What it did say was that the death penalty in the United States has been arbitrary, which means you could be, the essence of it, what it boiled down to, was you could get executed in one state for a crime, but you would not be executed in another state. And while the states are supposed to be sovereign, which means they make up their own mind, as far as that goes, the Supreme Court was wondering whether it did not constitute cruel and unusual punishment to have one man shot, one man or woman shot in one state for a crime that he could get 10 years in another.
Now, as far as this death penalty being arbitrary, I think the meaning of that is not that you get executed in one state and in another state you wouldn't, but rather, say, a black man and a rich white man had committed the same crime, their chances were much greater of the black man being executed than any minority.
That's true. Well, I'm going to get some people mad at me now when I say this, but, I'm going to leave that alone. Forget that.
What is it? I want to hear it.
Well, there was a big argument over that as to why there's so many black men on death row, you know. There's so much more black men on death row than there are white men. And an argument, well, naturally the argument was that the black men had been discriminated against, you know. But the truth of the matter is, upwards of, now I'm not positive, but 70 or 80% of all murder in this country is committed by black or Hispanic males between 24 to 44.
That's certainly true in Detroit.
Yeah, well, all over the country.
All over, and mostly killing other blacks.
Yeah, mostly killing other blacks rather than Hispanics. So, you know, when you look at that, it is understandable why there would be a greater number.
Well, that may be true, but I think it's also been proven.
This is Wacky. Good morning.
Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
Dean and Jerry got together during the last Jerry Lewis telethon, you know.
I didn't know that.
Didn't you know that?
I knew there was a charity somewhere. I didn't know it was the Jerry Lewis telethon.
It was on the air. Played it, and then they repeated it a few times.
There was a picture in the newspaper where they were hugging each other.
Yes, and who was it? Mr. Showbiz, what's his face? Frank Sinatra did it. He got them together.
Amazing. They were afraid to go against Frank. Really, they couldn't stand each other. But Frank brought him out there, and because of his ties, they were afraid of Mr. Sinatra.
What kind of ties are these?
Gee, I I don't know, but Frank Sinatra, you know how it is?
Yes.
Frank Sinatra, they were just afraid of him.
Oh, they're afraid of those old-time singers who've lost their voice, who've lost his voice.
What a terrible thing to say about my idol. I want to sing just like Frank Sinatra.
Do you? Why? You have a happy life.
So does he.
Well, he's been...
Wait a minute. Stand by for a minute. All right.
Well, what are you doing?
You can't hear, can you?
No, I can hear some music on my radio that's real low.
Mm-hmm. That's the way we like it. Low and in the background.
Oh, I thought you were going to play something on top of my voice.
No. Can I do you a favor this morning?
Why?
This is Wacky. Good morning.
Okay, let me go out for radio.
All right.
Okay, what's going on, Merv?
Merv. He called me Merv.
What's your name?
He called me Merv.
Daryl Griffith.
Gerald. He called me Gerald.
Gerald?
Gerald.
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 Gerald. Gerald Griffith.
Gerald. He called me Gerald. He did it again.
What? That's what you said, ain't it?
That, I didn't say Gerald. Of course I did say Gerald. You're right, I did say. I've said it about 20, 30 times now.
Okay, Merv. Now, let's don't be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is Mike. Griffith or Griffith?
Griffith or us?
Yeah.
Neither.
Neither?
Neither.
Yeah.
Depends on whether you're from the East, whether it's neither or neither.
Oh, okay.
Hmm?
You said you don't smoke no pot. I bet that's a big lie.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee.
But y'all smoke it down Lackey, right?
No.
Afraid you get busted by a 4th Street cop.
Don't do anything like that. It's a terrible thing.
Yeah.
It's corrupting. See, it's corrupted you.
It has.
It has you in its...
I've never tasted stuff myself.
It has you in its power. See, you're amazed by it.
Amazed by what?
The stuff that we're talking about.
The burning rope?
Mm-hmm.
The hemp?
See, now because you thought so much about this stuff, you don't even know what my name is.
Daryl Griffith.
See?
Nah, I know your name. It's Mike Griffith.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're not right. You're not listening. This has impaired your hearing.
It has.
Yes.
And how am I hearing you?
I didn't say you couldn't hear. I said your hearing was impaired.
I'll tell you what's something to impair your ears. You go to a concert, man, they got the music so loud.
Oh, isn't that disgusting?
When I went to Aerosmith, man, it just blew my ears away. I come out and they were ringing and hurting. They got a lot of people in there that can't hear.
I wonder if people really enjoy that kind of thing.
I don't know.
I don't go to concerts anymore for that very reason.
Well, I got a good reason not to go, man. It really costs too much for one thing. And musicians get out there, they don't really try it hard, you know. They just want to get passed around and let everybody see them.
But this is Wacky, the station with all the concerts. And if we run down concerts on this program, I might get fired. Wouldn't that be terrible? A great loss to the city of Louisville and the world.
What are you turning this thing down for?
What thing?
I don't know what it is, but you're turning something down.
I'm not turning anything down.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
I can tell you. You're trying to make out like I came here, but it ain't working, man. I'm too slick for you.
Too slick?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, anyway, you can borrow me because I'm ahead. Goodbye.
Hey, wait a minute. He hung up on me, heck. I had a present for him, too. Oh, well, I have to give it to him later. Exciting morning this is. Isn't it great to be alive this morning? It is 2:28. This is the Wacky Talk Show. Our numbers are 583-8803 and 589-WAKY. Wacky Kentuckiana weather, because you want to know it. Mostly cloudy with snow flurries. This morning, I don't see any snow yet. Low 25 degrees, cloudy cold today, a high of 38 degrees. Southern Indiana's got 32. Central Kentucky's got 35. It's 35 at WAKY. I wonder if anyone out in the audience is musically inclined. I feel like I need a music lesson because I can't sing anymore. I used to be able to sing those numbers right out. Central Kentucky's got 35. Southern Indiana's got 32. 35. I can't make a tune out of them anymore. I don't know what the problem is. And any of you French majors, You know that song by Rod Stewart, Tonight's the Night, with that girl on the end speaking strange things in French? What is she saying? This has been driving me crazy. Been trying to figure out what this girl on the end of Tonight's the Night is talking about when she's muttering all those French words. I wonder if they're really airable on the radio or if we're breaking the law every time we play that record. Oh, this is Wacky. Good morning.
Hello there. Didn't think you'd ever going to answer.
I always answer.
What are y'all talking about mostly?
Why do you ask?
Well, I just want to know what. Don't want to interrupt somebody's conversation, change the subject. You know?
I think you should.
I should?
Yes.
Okay.
Be rude.
Okay. Dig it then. I got a good one for you. Word that only a few people even knows about. Ain't even dirty. But do you know what an arrhythmia is?
Say that again.
An arrhythmia.
Afraid not.
Well, I'll tell you what. Just see if anybody calls in and knows what it is.
An arrhythmia. You're just going to leave us hanging. An arrhythmia. Is it in the dictionary?
Nope.
It's not in the dictionary.
Just a new thing going around.
Arrhythmia. All right. Are you in on all the new things that are going around?
I hope not. Mm-hmm. Never know what's going around these days.
Yeah, I understand there's some bad viruses and some other things going on.
Hey, man, I had one. I got a job, and about 2 days later, I got down so bad, had a dizzy headache and everything, didn't know what the heck's wrong with me. So, you know, about that time, a lot of people I knew was getting it, so I guess I just caught it from somebody.
A virus. So what kind of work do you do?
Well, basically, I'm an auto mechanic.
Mm-hmm. Make a lot of money?
You got to be kidding.
No, I'm serious.
Man, you can't make any money as an auto mechanic unless you're on your own.
Why not?
Well, because, for an example, I know of a certain place that 9 or 10 times when you work at a dealership, they just have ways of, they make the money and you don't.
I thought when you worked in a dealership, you made $8-9 an hour.
No, man, they pay you off a certain percentage of commission off each job you do.
Hmm,
My old man was working at a place here about, he's worked at it for a couple months in the summer, worked for a good friend of his even.
Mm-hmm.
And they had about 7 good mechanics quit in the last couple months because they're actually beating the men out of their money. They get their pink slips at the end of the week for jobs they've done.
Mm-hmm.
And when they complain about it, they just say, well, you know, there's the door if you don't like what's going on.
Wow. So they encourage these men to be cheaters, to add parts in the motor that the people don't really need.
No, that's not the thing.
By paying them on percentage.
Well, no, what they do is they do whatever work's desired by the person, you know, having that owns the car. But when the mechanic gets his paycheck at the end of the week, he doesn't get paid for all of his jobs half the time, man.
But the mechanic could say to this person, hey, your fuel pump looks kind of funny. I think you need a new one. And the person, not knowing anything about a car, could say, all right, go ahead and put one on. See, and the mechanic sold him something he didn't need, all because he was on commission.
Well, no, the mechanic doesn't have a say-so over that. The service manager has a say-so over that. He diagnoses the problem.
Uh-huh.
And then tells the mechanics what to do. Whatever he says to do, the mechanic has to do. But he also figures the jobs at the end of the week which you've done and turns them into the owner.
So it's the service manager who's the crook.
9 out of 10 times.
9 out of 10 times. 9 out of 10 dealerships in town have crooked service managers.
Hey,
I'm really looking to be gotten off this program. There's somebody out there who works in a car dealership, and they're going to say, that terrible person.
Y'all still in the show window down there?
In the show window, somebody's allowed to come up here with a shotgun, and boom.
Y'all still sit there in the window and talk, huh?
Yeah, our bulletproof glass here, it's not really bulletproof, you know.
Y'all ever had anything obscene or anything happen to you through the window?
Hey, every night.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I thought they had police walking up down the mall out there.
Oh, they're here sometimes. They just drove by, as a matter of fact.
Drove? How'd they drive?
They drive their car right down the mall. Can't have any bicycles, but it's all right to have police cars. Good fellas, though.
That's just about like the horses over on Southern Parkway.
No, these are good fellas driving on the police driving up and down the mall. I think I like it.
Yeah. What do you think about when they made them quit riding horses up and down Southern Parkway?
Didn't know they did.
You didn't know they did that?
No.
Yeah, man, there's signs all up and down Southern Parkway where you can't ride horses anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It says no horseback riding and all this stuff.
Too many people out there horsing around.
What?
Too many people out there. They're horsing around.
Uh-huh.
That's the best thing I could think of to say.
Uh-huh.
Well, neighbor, I hope you find happiness with your horse.
Okay, I hope you find out about arrhythmias.
Oh, I will.
You only have 3 of them in your life, and the third one kills you.
3 arrhythmias in my life, and the third one is going to kill me.
Uh-huh.
How many have I had so far? Can you tell me that?
Well, I couldn't tell you that without getting in trouble on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Why would it get in trouble?
Oh, I'll never tell.
Mm. right. I must be on my first Oreltney.
All I can tell you is your face draws up and you're in terrible pain.
Hmm. Interesting. The third one is going to kill me. I'll be looking forward to that.
Yeah, somebody are bound to call you up and tell you about it. If they don't, I'll call you back after the show and tell you.
All right.
Okay, bye.
I appreciate that. This is Wacky. Good morning.
Yeah, what's going on there?
Gee, I don't know. Why do you ask?
I was just wondering why you get a lot of hassle tonight, ain't you?
Hey, you call that hassle?
Yeah, I call that hassle.
That's not half the hassle I could get if I wanted it.
Well, that's...
Would you like to be hassled?
No.
Are you often hassled?
I'm not like it, no.
When was the last time you were hassled?
15 minutes ago.
15 minutes? And what happened 15 minutes ago?
Well, that dude called in about the concert there, you know.
Mm-hmm.